Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by very special company today, my youngest sister. Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Bo & Co. I'm so happy to be back. I'm happy to be sitting here in our matching white tops and ready to delve into all the topics at hand.
We will be delving indeed, and we are, in fact, matching today. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened, but we are giving high school uniform right now with these little crisp white button downs.
Who doesn't love a crisp white button down? I'm wearing it with jeans and some little ballet flats and I feel professional.
I'm wearing mine with white pants and a little brown sandal. You know what it is? It's that time of year where you're sick of all your summer clothes, but you're not quite ready to wear your fall things. So
it's still hot out.
Oh, it's very warm and toasty. So a nice crisp white button down. Pull yours out at home for those listening and, you know, wear it. See how you feel.
Yeah.
So how are you?
We haven't
heard you or seen you on the show in a bit, but I finally nailed her down.
Yes. Yes, I'm seated, I'm sat, and I'm ready to chat. And if you hear some jingle jangle, it's my new it's not a new charm bracelet, but I've been wearing my charm bracelet. So I do apologize for the noise pollution, but I'm great. I'm energetic. I'm alive.
Last week, we had such a great response from our podcast episode.
I listened to it. I stopped listening when you started crying.
I did want to say thank you so much for all the sweet messages. We received emails, direct messages, voice messages. People on Shopify were leaving comments. So I just wanted to say that that was very sweet. And, you know, everyone is feeling a lot better. Terry is doing great. He went into work yesterday. He had a driver, but he went into work. He's slowly getting back into a routine. Very slow. There's no rush.
We went on a stroll yesterday. We went pretty far, honestly.
He's doing great. And it was just so sweet to, it really, I heard from a lot of people. So I'm happy that I was able to share everything on the podcast. And so many of you saying that, you know, they listen to the podcast during a hard time in their life. And so I hope it didn't come across as if I don't love what I do. Just, you know.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Okay. I was a little worried after. I was like, oh, I hope that didn't.
No. It was just a critical time in your life that you pushed everything aside.
Yes.
Focus on family.
But in a complete opposite of events, we have the live entertainer here today. So this is going to be a very fun and upbeat and hopefully a little bit of an escape of a podcast. Because I feel like you have a lot to share with everyone.
I have a lot.
You have had a crazy summer.
I said to you the other night, this is the most pivotal summer of my life.
And you're talking to me about how dramatic I am.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, because it's true.
So why do you feel like it has been such a pivotal summer?
I've learned so much career-wise, made so many new friends, great connections, networked, and really just rooted myself.
Oh my gosh.
Back into the Cleveland culture.
Before we get into, to use your word that you mentioned earlier, before we delve into your pivotal summer, why don't we talk about some bows and lows?
Sure.
I would say that I'm going to start off with myself. A low for not only me, I would say you're kind of included in this, really the whole city of Cleveland.
Northeast Ohio.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a tornado last week.
It touched down.
After our week, our health scare and, you know, kind of nursing Terry back to health and everyone was calm, it was only for a moment because on Tuesday, a tornado struck Cleveland. And it was, in fact, a tornado. No one took it seriously.
We got a warning. We get tons of tornado warnings. Oh, you know, tornado's coming. We're like, okay. And all of a sudden, the wind picked up. Everything went black. I'm sitting here like, this doesn't seem good. We lost power. It touched down in a city next to us. Luckily, it didn't like actually touch down in our neighborhood. But it was, you could have walked to the tornado.
Apparently, it came off the lake.
Oh.
And it hit that like 10 minutes away from us. That was like the center of the tornado.
I didn't know that. Trees, power lines, cars were smashed, houses were down. It was mayhem.
So we lost power from Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday night, after a few hours, we were like, I don't think this is coming back on. So we hightailed it up to our lake house, which thank goodness we have our lake house. It was like it was a completely different place up there. They had gotten some rain, but no sign of a tornado or even storm. So our lake house never lost power. And on top of that, we have a generator. So we were there from Tuesday till through the weekend. And I mean, it was just crazy. Some people are still without power.
Yeah.
I hope I think by the end of this week, it should be all figured out. But they had to like bus in extra people to work on getting, you know, electrical people to get the power back on. So it's been the talk of the town for the past week. And I was like, this has been the most bananas 2 weeks.
And it was like a 20-minute, 30-minute storm. It wasn't even like it was all night.
Right. There, a few streets away from us, a tree like completely just from the root. Huge. And we're not talking like little baby.
Big maple.
Oak, if you will.
No, I actually think it was a maple.
You think it was?
Yeah.
How lovely. Well, it's gone. And it's luckily gone. Nobody was hurt and it didn't hit any houses, but trees did hit houses.
The one right 3-4 doors down.
Fell right down, on top. Right on top.
I hope no one was hurt, but mayhem.
Oh my gosh. So that was definitely my low. I would say that my bow is I was in the August, September issue of Women's Day.
Yay, little bow team.
Which was so exciting. And we were in print. I've been in Country Living before and like mentioned in a few other magazine articles online, but this was my first time ever being in print. And it was in honor of National Bow Day, which is August 19th. So mark your calendars because obviously we will be celebrating. It's a big day.
It's actually your national holiday.
It's my national holiday. Exactly. And it was a very petite mention, but nonetheless, we were in there. It was featuring our gold bow stud earrings. And the title of the page spread was Take a Bow, which I just thought was charming. And it featured
kind of a take on Take a Bow because it's spelled the same way.
No, I got that.
No, I know. I know you got that.
I knew they got that too. And so a few other brands like Mark and Graham and Ruggable, and I think Rothy's were featured within it. So that was a big moment for the brand, and I look forward to framing that picture, that cutout. I look forward to framing the page. Sorry.
We had a little glitch there.
I glitched there. I'm not even going to cut that out. Yeah. I look forward to framing the page and putting it in our studio in a frame. So that was most definitely my bow for the week. So why don't we, I'm going to pass the baton to you. I'm going to stop talking and fabulous. Feel free to just hit the ground running.
Okay. Well, my bow and low are kind of the same thing. So I ended my internship on Friday. So yay that I'm done. Sad, devastated that I'm leaving this wonderful organization. So on Friday, we had our last day and we really just mulled around. We had our offboarding process. And this summer, I've made such good connections with these interns, some of which I knew before. Mm-hmm. I had a class with one. I knew the other one from high school. But some of them are brand new, fresh faces.
Wow.
And when I tell you we did everything together for 10 weeks.
Wow. Like, you did.
We did everything on the weekends, after work, at work, you name it. We were together. So it was a bittersweet end, but it needed to happen. It was time. You know when you just like get to the end and you're like ready to move on.
Yeah, the chapter was closing.
Yes.
I do feel like you all got very close.
We did.
Such sweet girls.
So kind, so supportive, and very smart, all of them in their own divisions. They all really brought a lot to the team.
And such a change from last summer when you worked with all boys.
And I kept mentioning to them and they were like, I just can't even imagine. I'm like, I went from working with five boys to... Wait, five boys or four boys?
Four boys.
There were five of us. Four boys to four girls. And it was, I can't even explain to you the difference. Like, it was so much more loving and open and kind. And it made for a better work environment.
I could only imagine. Yeah. Everyone seemed to be very supportive and sweet.
Yeah. So that was great. And so it was a low and a bow. What else did you want me to
brush upon? What about your internship did you love so much?
Well, I loved my cubicle.
Oh.
No, just starting small.
Starting from the infrastructure.
Yes. The building was great.
Yeah.
I loved my cubicle. It was very cozy, warm. I made it my own. And I loved the work that I was doing.
And what was the work that you were doing for those who maybe haven't heard your previous episode?
So I was the revenue sales department intern. So I worked for the sales team, which really, you know, keeps the nonprofit going.
Because absolutely.
We keep the lights on and pay for everyone who's employed there. So I met with clients. I was emailing hundreds of clients and members at a time.
Hundreds.
One time I did send out the wrong link to about 100 people.
Whatever happened with that?
I had to re-email. Hi there.
LOL.
LOL, it's Bitsy.
Did you go by Bitsy in the office?
No.
You went by Elizabeth?
Yeah. And actually my boss called me E-Beth sometimes.
Terry?
Paul.
Oh, okay.
Because we were like literally best friends.
Yeah.
Not actually. But he was such a good mentor. And I had known him the year before because my dad introduced us, and he was so good at guiding me, and we kind of decided my life path. We had weekly meetings and we kind of figure out career choices. So I don't know. The whole thing was just overarching amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I feel like the girls who you worked with, you all had different roles.
We were all in different departments. Each department had one intern. And it was nice to learn about what they were doing, because obviously I know what I'm doing. And I was in the databases and I was doing, you know, revenue, whatchamacallits. Oh my God, what is it called?
I don't know.
Projections. I could not remember the word. I was able to learn about the sustainability team, the talent team, all the different, the, you know, small enterprises team. So it was a great learning experience. And we did a lot of like tours of Cleveland. We went to the NASA Research Center one of our last days. It is profound at the work that they do at NASA. Elizabeth. No, like we did two service days at a senior center, and then one was at like a food bank, and we learned so much, lakefront development, like things. I've lived in Cleveland my whole life and we're very Cleveland oriented. We know a lot about Cleveland. I didn't even scratch the surface of what I thought I knew. Like, wow.
Wow. This is so lovely to hear. And I feel like they really pushed for people working and staying in Cleveland who were part of the internship. Yeah, so we wanted you to see this.
And they didn't like shove it in your faces like you have to stay in Cleveland, but they just offered you all this information for you to kind of come to your own conclusion. And so be like, cute. And be like, wow, like, yeah, this is the mecca of entrepreneurship, Ohio. Of technology.
I mean, you guys can see she has a white blouse and she's talking about
charmers. Do you know how many companies are headquartered in Cleveland?
Well, why don't you start rattling off a few?
Okay. I can't remember any of them.
She's like, all of which are eluding me right now.
No, I mean, Eaton's here, Sherwin-Williams, Nestle, Park Place Technologies,
Smucker's,
Swagelok, like all of these places that we, okay, here's the big thing. We create a lot of the tiny parts that make these bigger consumer goods.
Okay.
So we're not maybe selling the Tesla, but we're making most of the tiny little pieces that go into Tesla.
And that's where you were going to visit and kind of tour.
And that's kind of what they were saying about the job opportunities in Cleveland. It's like, you might want to work for, I'm just using Tesla as an example, but you might want to work for Tesla. But little did you know that in Cleveland, we are one of the parts for this bigger organization. Shocking stuff. Really wonderful.
You're so cute.
And it does make sense that I learned all of this because we're the Chamber of Commerce. So we work with all the businesses and...
But they went above and beyond by taking you off site to some of these field trips to really
yes.
be immersed and see it in person. I think that's
yeah.
kind of maybe what was the turning point for you. Because it's one thing when you read it on a PowerPoint or you hear about it, but to get boots on the ground like that, it's
boots on the ground.
It's a learning experience that is unmatched.
We went to Guardians games. We got free, the interns would get free tickets to like House of Blues concerts. I mean, just, wow.
I'm magnanimous. You know, I've said it a lot in my own life to those who maybe... you know, want to move out of Cleveland. Every city is the same. It is what you make of it.
Yep.
Restaurants, bars, you know, activities. You really just have to find a way to
immerse yourself.
The grass is not always greener.
And a big part of my...
The grass is green where you water it.
Oh my gosh. That was beautiful. No.
Oh, I didn't make that up. People say that all the time.
I made that up.
I love that so much. And I really try and say that to myself a couple times a week. The grass.
A couple times a week?
Yeah. The grass. Well, not.
What's going on?
Are you with Emily on both?
Like, geez, Louise. Okay.
No, the grass isn't always greener. The grass is greener where you water it.
That's a great quote.
I think it's just simple. It's to the point. Sometimes with like, you know, if I'm like, oh, is this going to do well? Well, I have to water the grass.
You have to take care of it.
It's like, what if I have turf?
But what if I put down sod? Like, I can always just replace the grass.
Right, exactly. So it's just kind of a bigger message for those who
and
are.
And also just like, I want to further this point. It's like, we have so many critical nonprofits in Cleveland. We have, seriously, the Cleveland Clinic. Again, the mecca.
Well, Cleveland Clinic, yeah.
For hospitals. Like,
like, we should really get you like to get on our local TV.
I had the opportunity to be on at 6:45 most Wednesdays. I didn't go, but...
Was that one of the...
Yeah, Kicking It with Kenny. Chain Reaction.
Gotcha. Was that just like...
Supporting small businesses.
A local... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just so happy that you've walked away from the internship with such a glowing review and with new friends and a love for the city that you've lived in your whole life. Absolutely. I feel like it's kind of, you've seen a new light. And I do feel like a lot of people who work downtown maybe don't know about all of these things.
No, they definitely don't. And like they, I will say, like my organization gave us so much responsibility for being an intern and so much information. I'm like, are you allowed to be sharing this with me? They were showing us lakefront development plans that hadn't even been projected to architects. Like they just entrusted us. And I think that really helped us grow.
Well, it made you feel, you know,
needed.
Exactly. Do you think the other girls are going to stay in Cleveland next year?
I hope so.
Did they feel similarly to...
Yes, yes.
As passionate?
We were talking with our president, and he was asking us if we wanted to stay in Cleveland. And one of the girls, Sarah, said, well, at the beginning of my internship, I wanted to move away. But after being immersed in this, I'm interested in staying.
I also think a lot of it has to do with your community. I mean, you clearly all got along, the girls, your fellow internships, interns, and it seemed like the people who worked at the company were also super nice. So when you're coming to work every day and you not only enjoy the work that you do, but you enjoy your coworkers, it's like, yeah, I want to stay where these people are.
Right.
So
the internship is
done. Well, the Bosen Company done. Family is just over the moon that you had such a great experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just so great because a lot of kids maybe cannot always say the same. So, and I do feel like maybe when you started, you were like, oh, I'm not quite sure.
I will say, like, in the beginning of the summer, I was really contemplating, like, moving away. What am I going to do for my job?
And why do you think, here. And do you want to kind of talk a little bit about the beginning of your summer, or do you not want to get into that?
I can touch upon it. I can circle back on that deliverable. I think I was in a
This is not quite done yet.
No. So at the end of the school year, I was dating someone and we had so much fun at school. It was great. Great way to end the year. Fabulous. When we got to long distance, it wasn't as fabulous. Mm. And it was a lot more work and I wasn't getting a good ROI.
Wow.
Return on investment.
That's that business talk kind of coming back in.
And we did some projections.
And oh my God, Elizabeth.
The ROI wasn't positive. I wasn't as happy as I usually am because this person wasn't bringing out the best in me.
So we broke up.
It took about 36 hours for me to get back to normal. It was literally the fastest turnaround of my life.
Yeah.
So we broke up on a Monday evening. I was sad that whole night. I was very sad. Mm. Tuesday morning, I was sad. I got into work and I was surrounded by these amazing interns and coworkers and women. And my fellow manager, whose name is Terry.
She's a woman, though.
She's a woman. Yes. She was so sweet and kind. And they just surrounded me back to normal.
Literally, I know. You literally got over it in 30 seconds.
It wasn't even 36. Actually, it wasn't even 36 hours.
No, I'm just saying you got over it so quickly.
Yeah,
you only dated him for like 2 months.
It was a very quick relationship. Some would say I was love bombed.
Some would say.
I would say.
No, I said it.
You said it. And I was like, no, I'm not.
I said it and I spread it.
So I got over it from Monday evening to Tuesday morning.
You know what
morning.
It was? It was dating practice.
And that's what I kept saying. I'm like, this is dating practice. And then when the long distance came in, I was like, this is just like too much work for what I'm getting back. And
it wasn't right.
So
it wasn't that deep. It wasn't right. You live and you learned. You broke up. You moved on. You had the rest of the summer.
I do not lose sleep over it.
You didn't. You really didn't. I've never actually seen somebody bounce back so quickly off of a relationship. Maybe to argue to the fact that you like didn't even really care about this person too much. So it's like, why were you dating? Because you got over him so quickly.
I know. And I felt better once we broke up, which is not like you clearly weren't in the right relationship if you feel better after you break up.
It's also college.
Totally.
Like, it's like just you can't really equate it to an adult relationship. Like,
it wasn't
as hard as you were trying to. It's like we all knew it was not.
Yeah.
It's different. You're in school, you know.
Yeah. So anyways, that Friday we started going out, the interns and I. And we went out every Friday, Saturday since the breakup.
Yes.
And by God, did we have fun. really- So every Friday and Saturday, we would go out to the local watering hole.
And how fun that you would have these experiences on the weekends with your intern friends and then you could talk about it throughout the entire week.
Yes.
And I do feel like you met a lot of new people.
I met countless new people.
And
I literally cannot count.
You've gone on a few dates. In fact, you have a date tomorrow night, which is super exciting.
Yes. So I have a date tomorrow night with a mutual friend.
Yeah. One of my friends, you know, we were
friend
out.
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. Yeah. And who knows what. I mean, I think we should all agree that you shouldn't lock anything down going into your senior year.
No.
But how thrilling that you just get to go out.
And I went on a date last week.
You went on a date last week. And though that did not go anywhere.
No, that was actually terrible.
But that's okay, because that's fun.
It was fun. It was a good summer.
And I came back to the office and I told all the interns, going out, having fun, going out, you know, and he's taking you tomorrow night, we think, to a very nice restaurant.
Specifically tell me, he's like, oh, it's a surprise. Of course, I need to know all surprises.
Right.
And I'm thinking it's this one restaurant. If it's not, we're going to have, I'm going to be
upset. What are you going to wear?
I don't know.
It's going to be a beautiful night. So,
yeah.
Also, you cut your hair recently.
I did. Actually, the week after I broke up, I was like, let's just change everything about me.
Some would say it was correlated.
some would say that. And I got 4 inches off. Yes. So my hair was super long when I came home, like straggly.
Mm.
Then I got 4 inches off then. And then I got another 4 inches.
Was it that much the second time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got some framing pieces and I got a long layer and it's difficult to style. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
You're so funny.
It's so much work.
Well, it's interesting because I've always just had a battle with my hair. Always loved getting it done. It takes a long time. You, on the other hand, can do your hair quickly and daily. And so then, do you think you'll let kind of this, like...
I'm over it already.
Oh.
I'm not... Okay, I shouldn't say that. I want it to grow out. I think my hair was too long when I came home. And I think it's too short now.
So just give it a couple weeks.
Yeah. And, like... I've really been trying to like learn how to do the Dyson air wraps or do rollers, and it's exhausting and I'm not good at it.
Uh-huh. I understand that. Your texture of hair is also very, like, I don't think it holds
things.
I don't mean that in a mean way.
No, it's like silky. Like it does,
it's silky and it's beautiful.
All it does is just straight.
Yeah. I loved it that one night that you went out that you wore the jean on jean.
So I did rollers that night, but... It took forever. It took literally 45 minutes to do my hair, which is unheard of. I can get ready in 45 minutes.
Yeah, you can.
And I felt like there were kinks in my hair.
No, I didn't think there were kinks.
Okay.
I thought it looked, first of all, it always looks great. Like, whatever you do, you have beautiful hair, so it's not like it ever looks, I understand that it might take longer, but I think give it like a couple more weeks and it'll be at that perfect length.
Yeah.
I mean, some would say it was an abrupt decision, but it was your abrupt decision.
It definitely was. And I was not going to hear anyone else's opinion. Like, this is what was happening.
And that's kind of how you operate. So it's like, no matter what we said, you had to do it for yourself. And
yeah.
It was almost like you learn. That being said, I still think it looks darling.
No, and I'm happy with it, but it's just more work for me.
I also just got a haircut yesterday.
And I love it.
Mine. So you kind of just like go in and you're like, I'm doing this. What's the word?
Decisive.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking more.
Rash?
Yeah, rash, or what was, not sporadic, but spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
And I'm the other one where I have to like mull it over for some time. So for like a month, everyone was like, you need to cut your hair.
Yeah.
So I did. I cut 3 inches off yesterday. And then I came home and something was still not right. So then I texted my lovely hair girl, Annie. And she was like, yeah, you can come back. And so I... have never had layers in my life, and I got just a little one. No, I got like layers all over.
It's one layer.
Yeah, but it's like very,
it's one long layer,
one long layer. Mm-hmm. And then just a little bit of a layer in the front. Honestly, Laura was here today and she didn't even notice that I got a haircut.
So long, and then you got so little cut off yesterday that it was just hard for us to see.
I got 3 inches off. It was like...
3 inches is not that drastic.
I actually think I cut it in an awkward length.
I think... I love it. It's styled. It looks very sophisticated. You could go shorter.
Oh, I thought I could have... Like, it should have been like...
That's way too...
Well, I like this length. I'm not going to go... I have to ease into it. Like, you're going to have to wait another 3 weeks for me to make that decision. So...
Right.
And
by then, it'll be back to the length that you had it.
Right. Exactly. So then when I get it trimmed, it'll just be back to where we are right now. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like this huge merry-go-round.
Totally.
But anyway, it feels a lot more styled, and it feels like I actually have, like, a styled haircut.
Because I think your hair is just so thick that when you do one... cut one
I looked like
layer.
Lord Farquhar yesterday.
Yes.
Did I
wasn't
I
gonna say it. You
no,
said it.
I said it to mom, and I was like, once she pointed it out, it looked like just a tent of hair.
Yes.
So the layers have added a little bit more personality. I also feel like my hair, this is not a dig, so I don't want, does this come off like a dig? Oh. But my hair holds, so I do feel like if I go
your
and
hair
get,
is coarse.
Yes, it's coarse,
so it holds. So I think, my hair is silky, so it doesn't hold
so things. Maybe like when I get like a full out blowout, maybe the layers will look cute. I don't really know.
Speaking of blowouts, I have scheduled a blowout for my date tomorrow.
Yeah.
Before it, because again, I can't be stressed about my hair.
And where are you going?
Just Dry Bar.
Oh, okay, good. That's, yeah. There's this one new girl at Dry Bar, at our local Dry Bar. Her name's Sam. She's amazing. I have to call, though, to, like, get her. And she does my hair. I didn't mean to cut you off and kind of go on my own thing. But somebody DM'd me the other day, and she was like, I'm going to Dry Bar for the first time because I'm going to a friend's wedding in a new city, whatever. And she was like, what do you get? I never get anything out of the booklet.
No.
I tell them to round brush it under, only choose two products because they love to load up the products. And then I've been using pins in my hair.
What do you mean pins?
So instead of rollers, because if you have a lot of flyaways like me, the rollers can just only accentuate the amount of flyaways, and then that's all you're focused on. So with pins, they just kind of curl it with their finger and then pin it and hold it. And so when it's let out, it's just so much smoother.
Are you hungry?
Starving. And silkier of a look. Anyway, that's what I told the girl, and I hope she finds success with that.
Well, write that down for me so I can have her do it to me, too.
Did you not listen to what I just said?
I was checking my phone.
I know you were. You were like...
I actually got, like...
you were like, you just were yapping too much.
My ex-boyfriend liked my LinkedIn post, so...
He did?
He did.
Did you get a notification?
The girls texted me.
Oh. Do you want to pause?
No.
Okay. Do you want to share?
Yeah.
You're like... Like, how can
pick
we...
Pick one.
Yeah, seriously.
I just think it's very interesting because it's such a public platform. If that's what we decided
to
do.
Yeah, he's been he's been liking a lot of your LinkedIn
notifications, which is just odd because, I mean, he like totally got rid of everything else. You know what I mean? And like unadded me from everything. So then now you go to my LinkedIn, my network.
He's only put forward strange behaviors. So, I mean, everything from the start was just like, just not right.
Yeah.
But that's okay because, you know,
we're networking.
That's showbiz.
And that's jazz.
And that's jazz. So you go back to school next Thursday?
Yes.
Where did the time go?
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So I go back to school on Thursday. A lot of my roommates are moving in a few days earlier. And I'm so excited for senior year because I'm living with two of my best friends, like my closest friends, Gabby and Delaney.
Yes.
I love them. And it's going to be such a relaxing atmosphere. We're going to be, you know, just getting our work done and kind of saying goodbye to senior year.
And you're excited to go back.
I am happy when I'm at school and I'm happy when I'm at home. It's that transition period, moving from one to the other, that is very difficult.
I think we all can relate to that.
It's just change.
Yeah. And it can be kind of a chaotic. I think that this time of year is extremely chaotic. There's a lot going on.
It's like equal to the December, you know, like the holiday season is as crazy as the summer season.
I mean, as you guys know, we live next to our cousins. They're going back to college.
Yeah.
You're leaving next week. Most people are back, especially if you're in the South. I feel like you're well into work week or recruitment or anything like that.
Right. Because Miami goes back a week later than everyone. So I start school 26th and everything in my apartment is the same. I didn't move out. And so all I need to bring back are my clothes.
Which is actually kind of nice.
It's so nice.
That you don't have to worry about that. Because that's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. So just gonna, you know, bring in my huge bags of clothes and make all of my guy friends carry them up the stairs. And it's gonna be great.
And you went shopping yesterday with mom for back to school.
Okay, so we went to Nordstrom.
What did you get? I never heard.
I'll show you. We got a lot of basics. And I'm really trying to find some good going out pieces that I can wear a lot and that I can also wear when I'm at home.
Uh-huh.
So we got there at 10 a.m., right when they opened the doors.
Signature move from Ann and Elizabeth.
Absolutely. Got this amazing coat from Steve Madden. It's white. It's like a Christmas kind of coat. And it's short sleeve, kind of oversized. Really cool.
So and what time of year is this? Is this not for back to school?
It was from the anniversary sale.
Okay. But this was just because unrelated. Just cool. Yeah.
And then I got some cute skirts from Topshop for going out. They had a ton of bodysuits that mom and I were looking at, but like none were really it, you know? Yeah. And I'm also trying to just stick with black, white, and denim.
Mm.
With a splash of red.
Such an odd duck.
I know. Mom and I talked about it and she was like, no, this is what I think you should do. And I said, okay.
That's kind of a nice way to your wardrobe.
It's so much easier too. Like all of your pieces, it's a capsule wardrobe.
Do you remember that from two summers ago?
I do.
Capsule wardrobe.
You can take that to the bank.
I remember that. So how many pieces did you get? There was a few bags.
We didn't get that many. Maybe six.
I feel like we have a lot of great pieces that you've worn throughout the summer. for going out that you could easily take back.
My favorite piece for going out is that wrap skirt from Abercrombie. It's so comfortable.
Yes.
And it goes with everything.
And you can take some of my tops back like that.
I already packed them.
Really?
Yeah.
What? You're packed?
No, I just made a pile.
Well, I'm going to have to review that pile because I'm willing to give, but not when you just, you take. Know. I go into my closet and everything's gone. You're like already on the road.
Always does this to me.
All your cardigans just poof, just gone. That's so funny. I mean, in this day and age, I'm such an advocate for like Amazon tops for going out, you know.
TikTok knows that I'm going back to school because they have been targeting me with all of these sets for class and like those little headbands, which I'm definitely going to have to start wearing that. Headbands against his hair.
What do you mean it's headband? So hard. Wait, what are you talking about?
There's a zigzaggy headband, and if you've seen them, you put it in and it like styles your hair.
That is honestly not what I was expecting when I was asking you what you were getting for your back to school.
Let me show you.
You go, what are you getting for back to school? Headbands.
No, because I was thinking about when I would get ready for class, I wouldn't do anything to my hair because it was so long. It was just there. Now I have to style it because Elizabeth, otherwise it looks flat.
Literally what we were trying to tell you.
I know, but I wasn't listening.
And we knew that you wouldn't listen.
I want these headbands.
All right. Order them on Amazon. I love how that's what's essential to you.
So this is an AI generated picture, but do you see how it moves her hair?
I do see how it moves her hair. It lifts it. That's why I'm always wearing sunglasses on the top of my head because I think it gives you a little bit of dimension.
Right. But I just can't be wearing sunglasses like to class. Was that me or you?
No, that's my computer. I think it's my boyfriend. My boyfriend has jury.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. My boyfriend has jury duty this week and he is so excited. He is on a criminal case and he won't tell me what's going on.
Because he's not supposed to.
Citizen. Good citizen. But I'm dying to know what it's about because today he was texting that they like had lunch and he was talking to witnesses and he was going over evidence. And it seems like he's really gotten close with the lawyers and he wants to be head juror. Like he's
it's like his own internship.
He's loving it. And I think it's going to go till like next Tuesday or Wednesday. He was chosen.
I mean, at this age, like, of course he would love a jury duty. And it's like that show, Jury Duty. And he's such a easygoing guy. Like, of course he would be good at jury duty. And hopefully he gets head juror.
Well, I said to him, you give off leadership role vibes.
You don't get paid, do you?
For jury duty?
I think you get a check.
Really?
Connor told me that because I think Connor got a check because he also did jury duty and loved it.
Maybe it's like a guy thing, like that age.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's also like you want to be involved in the community.
I said to him, I think you'll make some
civic duty,
make some close confidants because you're all anything, any project where you're all working towards a bigger purpose. Of course, you're going to get closer, right. You know, so try and replicate jury duty in your life to make closer friends. That's why volunteering is so good because you're all working on a project. But he's loving it so far. So that's what the text was about. Oh, anyway, that's a little update on my boyfriend.
How are things going with you and him?
So well, we had a fun weekend. He's just the cutest. He's just the cutest boy. He's so sweet. He moved into a new house. I don't know if I mentioned that on the podcast.
A townhome.
Yeah, he moved into a townhome about a month ago. So, you know, he's doing homeowner things. His words, not mine. And he is all moved in and it's so precious. I love the space. It's really him. And it looks great.
I saw it the other week after one of my dates that went haywire. And it was lovely.
It's lovely,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Much bigger than I expected. And
oh, really?
So much, yeah. And it's so airy.
He just got his shutters installed last week, which really just like make the whole space so like homey.
He loved opening them and closing and
wasn't
showing
that
me
cute?
How to use.
Mom and dad gave him like a little housewarming gift. They gave him a Lowe's gift card. So he went and picked out new outdoor chairs with cushions because he has a little patio. So
and he has tiki torches up.
He has tiki torches up that he gets nice in his touch. Grill. And he really wants to get a TV to watch outside for Browns games. But we talked about this on last week's podcast episode, two huge TVs anyway.
I was just going to say, he has massive TVs in his home. He should get like a rolling TV. Like
and that's
Dad
what
has.
We were kind of saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of, he's just been settling into his house.
His home ownership.
His homeowner things. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I wanted to just touch upon what I was doing today. And I went to the local coffee joint working and whatnot.
So you were working at the coffee shop this morning and you made a new background like for the computer for your
I made it on the last day of my internship. We all made similar ones. So
gotcha.
We could kind of be connected at all times.
I see.
And then I was working on my real estate club and really just getting back to school things. I have a cleaning crew coming into my apartment.
It seemed like you were getting your ducks in a row.
I was. I was. And like setting up my Wi-Fi for my apartment because somehow it got disconnected.
Oh, like, Lord.
You know, like homeowner ting.
Also, my boyfriend, I'm sorry, this is like another tangent. Mm-hmm. He made reservations at Restoration Hardware for next week.
No way.
Because we went to the opening of it back in March, but it has been so hard to get into the Restoration Hardware in Cleveland. I just think everyone wants to go since it's brand new. So he nailed down a Saturday window. This is after you're going to go back to school. It's like that weekend. Oh, okay. So I'm very excited to, and it's also kind of far.
Like, did you want to invite me?
Well, it's after you're gone.
Right.
Which that strategically
seems pointed. Yeah. That seems pointed.
And this weekend we in Cleveland is the feast.
Oh my
gosh. Do you
want
to talk about that? Go ahead.
I get chills every time I think about it.
You're so funny. You're like, we're going out?
I'm so excited. So Saturday we have that photo shoot.
Oh yes, yeah, Saturday. Wow, we really do have a lot of updates. So this Saturday we have our photographer and our videographer coming in town because we are doing the shoot, the promotional shoot for the book, for the coffee table book. We're doing it now because we wanted you to be home so you could obviously be in all the promotional pictures and videos. So that's
kind of
be,
just like make the shoot, you know, like you had to do it with when I'm here.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I just feel like you're part of this family, so it's that. Like pull your weight. But sure, if you want to interpret it like that, whatever gets you through the day.
I'm gonna need another hair appointment where I'm gonna be running late.
No, seriously, might I suggest you throwing it up that day? So
it doesn't go in a ponytail.
Sore subject. So we are shooting everything for the book, the coffee table book, on Saturday. So it's actually going to be a very big weekend. Mom has a lot of tablescapes to do. We're shooting both at this house and the lake house. But then that night, we are going to go to the feast.
And the feast is an event that happens every summer, the same weekend, in Little Italy of Cleveland.
Yes.
And it goes from Thursday to Sunday or Monday? I can't remember. I think it's Sunday. No, I think it's Monday. There's a parade on
Monday.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm really excited because all the youngins go at night.
Yes.
And there's dancing and music and, you know, calzones. Yeah. Everything Italian. And I'm really, really excited. We went last year.
That was our first time in like adult life going. And we had a ball.
We had so much fun. And I'm really just excited to tap back into that because
absolutely.
It's just such a different scene, different crowd.
It's very fun. And like I said, it's just like all young people.
Right. And so if my date goes well tomorrow, maybe
you can include him in the group
that's
going
on Saturday.
Yeah. But if it doesn't,
we will lose him.
Yeah.
TBD.
Yeah. I'll post about it maybe. Well, that's such a public platform. I don't know how I'm going to be able. I'll just talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
To give them that update.
Because I don't know kind of where his stance is on social media. I don't know where he is on social media.
And honestly, like, I don't think most people know about what their stance is. It's like, oh, I have a podcast. Do you mind if I talk about this? It's like, what? You know, it's like kind of
first and last name.
Like, the norm to discuss. But I mean, I think it'll go well. He seemed like a nice young man.
Fella.
Yeah. Oh, so today Laura came over for our Wednesday work day talking about getting our ducks in a row. We really just kind of got things organized. And before she came to the house, we met her at the new house and we walked around and it was just teeming with people. And she had seen it once before, but not in a bit of time. And she was just blown away by all the progress. I mean, the house just looks beautiful.
And when you haven't seen it in so long and then you come over, like I hadn't seen it in a week and it was completely different than the last time I had seen it.
Well, and we're on the home stretch. It's supposed to be done September 5th, and then it gets turned over to the designer who has it for a month. So we're talking days and hours.
And the wood is in, like, stained.
The floors are being stained. It's a deep mahogany wood.
Everything's painted. Like, it's livable.
I mean, I wouldn't say livable.
You know what I mean. Like,
I never do. I'm kidding.
Like, if you, like, you could live in that home.
You could. The air conditioning is on. The paint, there's so many painters. The kitchen is pretty much all installed. There's just appliances. The kitchen, the taupe kitchen, is taupeing. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. It feels like an old home.
It does feel like an old home. You would never know that it was built in 2024. Okay.
That was you again.
That was Elizabeth this time. Or, I'm sorry, you're Elizabeth.
I'm like,
this
wait,
was Claire
I texted
this time.
You?
Oh, she's talking about the feast. See, everyone's getting ready.
Everybody's talking
about
the feast.
You know what it is? It's Wednesday. That's when we got to get things cooking.
That's usually when the interns and I would plan our weekends.
Yep, because it's just on the horizon.
Yep.
The arborvitae was going up today.
Oh, back to the house. Yes, the arborvitae.
I mean, it just looks
the
wonderful. Driveway's not quite done, but it's down.
Mm-hmm.
And the landing on the second floor.
Yeah, the railings.
The railings going up.
It's those little details you don't think of that really put
together
a house.
Oh, Mom's closet was going in, which I loved seeing her cabinets, her white cabinets. Dad's closet is taupe. Mom's is white cabinetry. There was some talk of something was blue in her.
Something was blue.
But we can't remember. And I swear I looked at the walls today and I thought that looked a bit blue.
So they were.
The house just looks so beautiful. Honestly, it's, you know, days that we're looking at. But like I said, the designer gets it for a month. So they will not be moved until
October,
beginning 5th. Of October.
And I was thinking I would come home for that weekend.
I would suggest it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
just
was
to collect all my jelly cats from this house and put them in the new house.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, yeah. Making sure that those jelly cats are going
to
be.
Making sure they have, you know, they feel at home.
Yes. They need to be adjusted. And, yeah. To their new space, their new home. And we were kind of going over things with Laura today and discussing how early is too early to start with fall.
Oh, you can't start now.
Too early?
Well, it just, I feel like it's too early. Once I go back to school, you can start with fall.
Okay, thank you, board.
Don't do fall in front of me.
Oh my God. I didn't even like, I just meant, whoa. I mean, like the complete opposite take, because I feel like people are slowly starting to talk, just like transitional pieces.
Actually,
I feel like
one of the hardest times of the year for me is the transition from end of summer back to school.
You're still in school mode, which
if when I see a sunflower, if I see a sunflower, I will cut it off.
Being post-grad, my love for that transition from summer to fall has grown.
And I'm excited to get to that point, but this is the last time that I'm going to be in this kind of anxious state.
Okay. Well, some of us enjoy the state of, you know, moving into August into September because it doesn't come with all of the other, what would...
worrisome activities such as homework.
Sure. You're going to be fine and you're going to have a great senior year. No, once you get back in the swing of things, it's just going to be like you never left. I think you just had so much fun in Cleveland this summer, which is a really great little taste for next year when you graduate.
Like, I want to stay.
I think we just love every stage that we are so much. Yeah. That's kind of like how we operate.
And each one keeps getting better.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
I think that when people say the best 4 years of your life are college, like, I don't think, but I'm saying like you can have a fun time in college, but it should only keep getting better. You know,
and that's how I feel life. Like each year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior has just gotten better and better.
And that's wonderful. And you know that you have a wonderful place to come back to after you graduate, which I also think is because a lot of people don't know what they're doing, you know, after graduation.
That's so true.
And that's like the unknown. So they really kind of cling on to college. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep, you know,
I have plans. I have careers.
Friends here, you had a great experience, you know, you see the city in a new light. Well, what a crazy show.
This was bonkers.
I really appreciate you hopping on for today's episode. Apologies for the delay. We're still trying to catch our stride with everything when it comes to the show. We were in the studio today showing Laura, and we're just so excited for the podcasting setup, and very shortly we're going to have just a permanent space, and it's going to be fabulous. So hang with us for the next couple weeks.
I'm because literally going nowhere.
Not you. I meant the listeners.
But actually, now that I think about it, I won't be here.
Were you even listening to a word I said?
Honestly,
were you listening
to
a word I said? I was talking to them as the listeners.
No, I was had a packing list in my head.
I'm sure you did. And there's a lot going on at you know, on your end. So thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. Be sure to follow Bitsy on her Instagram as she goes back so you can follow along with all of her school adventures and all of the things. We hope you enjoyed this show and just wanted to say once again, thank you so much for all the sweet messages from last week. Dad is doing so much better. Mm-hmm. We love this community so much. I love this community so much.
I love this community so
and
much.
And I love what I do. And I'm so grateful to be able to do Emily on Bows every single day.
And I'm so happy to be a part of it and kind of have the whole family on board.
And they love hearing from you. I mean, you're thanks. Just a character.
Oh, God. A colorful character.
Thank you all so much for listening. And remember, say it with me, that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.